Mark, first of all, tell me about the area that you're most responsible for with the company.
I'm in charge of international projects, and essentially that has been this phase where we have either purchased or built plants. You go through a project phase, you're trying to not only update and upgrade sometimes the facilities, but create the culture and the management in those facilities. So I was involved in a plant in Serbia, one in Mexico, and one in Brazil. The one in Brazil was the largest plant, largest yeast plant in the world. And so I'm continuing to work in that area and also starting now this new project, which is the biorefinery, which will be in Springfield, Kentucky.
So obviously with a background and work in fermentation, this new project ties right in. And tell me how you feel about what the Department of Energy has done in terms of providing some financial assistance.
Well, it certainly makes the whole project much, much easier, much more manageable. And as you'd heard earlier, on Friday we had a very interesting and heated discussion about what we would do if we didn't get the grant. Now having that on board and having also the support from the state, which is a $8 million grant, the project will be between $60 and $70 million total. This gives us the possibility to think much bigger than we would have been forced to really reduce the size. And that means that the time frame to really get where we want to, which would be a fully operating rural biorefinery, being able to pull in the other aspects such as the algae and these other things, that's going to be that much shorter. So.
And I heard Dr. Pierce Lyon say that, and make a real point, that this will be a commercial facility. As I know, a lot of people have discussed where we are or where we think we should be or will be with cellulosic. What I hear you saying is we might be getting there a little faster than some people had predicted.
Well, I think the fact that Alltech is positioned so strongly in the animal feed and the animal health business, and that we have this background and this knowledge of the ethanol business, we're really in a unique position. There's not that many companies like that. So it means that a lot of the things we're doing will create other economies and other streams of income with our model that other candidates, as it were, wouldn't have. I am familiar with some of the other projects that did receive funding, and a lot of them, we're actually going to start to try and talk to them and engage a bit and perhaps see where are their synergies, because I think a lot of them, they are far more longer term, and there's a lot of uncertainty still in terms of what they're going to do. We have a very definite plan. We've done it in a pilot plant. We're very confident, and essentially I'll be talking on Wednesday that this is an idea that we actually had 30 years ago. So that's
exciting. And I think it is fascinating the way you describe the company as having its business in kind of two sides of an issue that, or industry, or whatever you want to call this debate we've had. And here with the theme, the greenest generation, I know we're not done yet, but how would you describe the discussion on that theme?
Well, I think the discussion on the theme, I suppose it's saying to ourselves, we have to take this challenge. We want more energy globally, more food, and we have to do this all with less impact on the environment. So it comes down to efficiency, and it comes down to businesses seeing green as not just the green cash, but also the ethos in a sense that they can have in their companies, and that they can be very profitable in that manner. So as traceability can be a brand, so can the environment, so can this greenest generation idea.
Well, congratulations on achieving that vote of confidence, I guess you might say, from the Department of Energy and the state of Kentucky as well. And here at the Alltech Symposium, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.